We were talking about back to school from the point of view of transport. What about back to school from the point of view of the people who make our schools work? This is secretaries and caretakers. More than 2,000 secretaries and caretakers are preparing for industrial action in a bid to get public sector pension entitlements. They also want better sick pay and better leave arrangements, alongside a number of other issues in terms of recognition of their work. With me in the line to talk about where things are at with regards to this, ahead of the first day today and for many the first day tomorrow, Seamus Ryan is Industrial Officer with FORSA. Seamus, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks very much for having me on. Well, before we start with the important stuff about school secretaries, that caller that, didn't want to talk about Taylor Swift, he just needs to shake it off, he does.
He certainly does, Seamus. He certainly does. I have to give you credit for that one. Listen, what's going to happen with this? I know expiratory talks are due to be held in the WRC in a bid to avert the strike action, but how have we gotten here, a day out from school where secretaries and caretakers may not be turning up for work?
Well, the basic story is that firstly, FORSA has been open to talk about this all summer long. We had a vote back in May time where 98% of those who took part in it voted in favour of indefinite industrial action. This was after a national tour by FORSA officials and committee members for both our caretaker and secretary branches, explaining what has been happening, why this is going on, and the fact that this act that is the culmination of a 45-year campaign to bring secretary and caretakers back into line with people that work in education training boards as secretary and caretakers, and secretary and caretakers that work under a scheme called the 78-79 scheme, where they were civil servants, essentially. So this is the end part of that campaign. We've been trying to have this discussion with the Department of Education for goodness knows how long. It comes forward from the agreement we made back in 2021 to bring secretaries onto the public sector pay scale, paid by the Department of Education. But what happened was that there was then a delay on caretakers because of, discussions about what the actual pay scale would be. And then there was terms and conditions that were offered that basically were not as good as those who work in schools or work in ETBs. And, all my members are looking for is the same level of respect and dignity that teachers and special needs assistants have. They're looking for the same levels of sick leave. They're looking for the same levels of bereavement leave. They're looking for the same levels of critical illness if something catastrophic were to happen in their lives. So this is where we are. We're looking for the same as, the people that work side by side in schools with them day in, day out have. And we think that's a very, very fair thing to look for.
Okay, 2,000 schools affected by this. So not every school, but it's just schools where the secretaries and caretakers are members of FORSA.
Yeah, that's right. But you have to take away from the full number in schools, the places that are ETB schools, so that's several hundred schools across the country. And then we also have a day-by-day basis, we have more people joining FORSA. So what's happening is that, there are going to be more than the initial figure that we put into our press releases, because there are people coming to our meetings, getting in contact with us online, contacting our local committees, and, looking to join FORSA, to join the strike. And there will be more than 2,000 schools affected by this from tomorrow onwards.
Yeah, and it from that point of view, I know the teachers' unions have warned staff, including principals and teachers, not to do the school secretaries or caretakers' work during the strike action. So will this be a cumulative effect? This won't close down schools, but the longer it goes on, the more difficult it will get.
Well, look, today and tomorrow, tomorrow and Friday, I'd be in a very different place if I was. If it was today, I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone.
Sure.
So tomorrow, there's going to be a national strike in Dublin. And it's going to be a case of we're protesting outside the Department of Public Expenditure. We're not protesting outside of the Department of Education, because the real decision on this lies not with education, but it lies with those people who control public spending. Friday, we're going to be outside the Taoiseach's office in Cork, Thornish's office in Bray, Minister Marion Harkin, she's a junior minister for education in Sligo, and outside the Department of Education in Athlone in Dublin. And then from Monday onwards, like you said, this is a cumulative effect. Tomorrow and Friday might not show an awful lot of effort or difference in schools, but what's happening is this is going to keep building up. There are going to be schools people are not doing the basic work that's required to provide reports to the Department of Education. And there's going to be, you know, issues with, you know, health and safety in terms of pipes leaking, electrical issues. You know, there are things that principals and teachers just cannot do, as well as things that they're being asked not to do. So, you know, we're asking them not to do the input work and make sure that the opening and closing of schools does not happen, because that's, you know, the basic work that caretakers and secretaries undertake. There's so much more that they do, but, you know, those core issues of making sure that the school open, we're asking for union solidarity. You know, obviously people have to go to work. The 1919 Industrial Relations Act says that, you know, we're the people on strike and other people go to work. But we're asking for union solidarity from teachers and special needs assistants not to do the core work of a school secretary or a school caretaker.
Yeah, not to paper over the cracks. Are you in any way hopeful that these talks at the WRC will lead to action?
Well, look, we've always been, you know, offering the opportunity for the Department of Education and Public Expenditure to actually engage with us on the real core issue. And the real core issue that we've asked for here is how will these two groups of staff move into the public sector proper, onto the public sector pension, single pension scheme, which is, you know, the line we look at as being public sector workers. And if they can't discuss those things, or if there isn't a situation where those can be discussed, you know, substantively, or a commitment that this will be done, then, you know, the strike will take place. We will be on indefinite industrial action from Thursday. But we're always hopeful that, you know, light will be seen, and that we can have proper substantive discussions to get this issue resolved.
Okay, final question for you. The Department of the Education and Youth have said it recognises the important role played by secretaries and caretakers. In recent years, we've made progress. We've improved the terms and conditions of school secretaries, and that's included secretaries being placed on the payroll of the department and linked to any increases in pay under public sector agreements, improved annual leave entitlements, improved maternity provisions, and paid sick leave in excess to the statutory requirement. Now, they don't mention caretakers in that, but they're saying they are continue to engage in all with all parties in the coming period. So, response to that?
Well, the response to that is that the reason that that happened is because Forster has waged a campaign over years for that to happen. That happened because, you know, hundreds and hundreds of school secretaries and caretakers were prepared to picket outside the Department of Public Expenditure, prepared to engage in strike action, took part in industrial actions, work stoppages, work to rules over a period of time leading up to October 2021 when this was agreed. And we're in the same process now. We've had a lot of politicians say how vital the work that's done by school secretary and caretakers are. They've said how invaluable they are. But the proof will be in the pudding of the government engaging with us substantially and getting onto the negotiating pitch around how these people become public sector workers. And that's the reality of the situation. There's lots of positive talk about the excellent work that our members do, but the recognition of that is giving them the equality that they deserve with the people they work side by side with every day in school. Teachers and SNAs are paid by the local boards of management. Secretaries and caretakers are paid by the local boards of management. They are all paid by the Department of Education. So there's no effective difference between the work that they do as secretaries and caretakers and the work that is done to provide education in this country by SNAs and teachers.
Okay. All right, Seamus, we're going to leave it there. We'll see where it goes with those talks today and what affects that strike if it goes ahead. We'll have that Seamus Ryan there, of course, with us on the line. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.